Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I think Jason is still out. Yeah. but I think Jakob will be joining us, so we can give him a minute. Did you guys get the a random couple inches of snow? Like we did, like 65 yesterday morning, and then it snowed overnight.
We got the temperature drop, but it would no nothing. We didn't get any snow. So like we had yesterday was like this kind of weird, kind of eerie, ominous East Coast expecting big storm, the possible tornadoes, and we did get some rain showers and some high winds, but nothing like super damaging, at least not in our immediate area. And then overnight, it dropped down pretty cold, but we didn't get any snow or anything like that. So.
Weird time of year for weather, I guess.
Yeah,
How
I
is
guess it's
it?
the fake spring you get before the real spring or something.
Yeah. False spring number two or whatever. I'm pretty much done with this though. I'm ready for just some consistent warm weather.
Yeah, hear that? We've got baseball season for the kids starting soon, so hopefully it's not cold and wet and they have to get out in the field.
Yeah. What position do your kids play?
I mean, at their age, they're 9 and 13, so they don't have like super strong like assigned positions. But my 13-year-old, he likes to play pitcher if he
Video stop
can.
working.
But sometimes he'll be like shortstop
Speakers, I'll be
or
right back.
other things like that. But he's a pretty strong fielder. So.
Oh wow, yeah. Those are both high sort of priority or like high, I don't know, high responsibility positions, so
Yeah. And my 9-year-old, he's a good player, but he doesn't have the focus of his older brother, so like it's like they'll put him at like shortstop because they need him there, but he hates playing shortstop for some reason. So I don't know. It's like it's weird. It's like he I think it's like an ADHD thing, but he just gets bored like at certain positions. He's I don't know.
Yeah, don't put him in the
Yeah.
outfield. Ian, how about you? Does your kid play any sports or do anything in the spring? Oh, I see Jakob typing. Let's see. Okay, Jakob said he's running a few minutes late. I don't know if Ian, if you responded or not, but that's okay. You don't have to. I was just curious. we can get started anyway. Oh, hell, I don't want to share my whole screen. Hold on. Try again. Okay, that's better. we're actually supposed to be talking about Reshare X in this call. So, I don't know, Ian, if you've been doing any more NSIP stuff with Adam or not, but I don't think he's here, so it's okay. But how are things going for you?
All right. I don't know if I've got any Reshare X news. They've been working on testing in this environment. I think there's one more thing I got to do on that. For some reason, inventory settings aren't working on it, so I got to fix that. But other than that, I don't think they're waiting on me for anything.
Okay, cool. While you're So if you've been more on the reshare view, find like existing customer stuff. I haven't had a chance to review the tenant that you created for Trove, but I will do that after this call. I forgot that you sent it yesterday. I'm sorry. And I wanted to give you a heads up that I think something weird might be going on with those Orbis Cascade tenants again. But I haven't also double checked that today yet. I think they were doing that weird like sort of like duplication thing again, and not routing properly or like transitioning out of states properly, which you had resolved for me with I think a Kafka instance, but I'm not sure why it's back. So I will confirm that and message you, but I just want to give you a heads up. Otherwise, I assume that on reshare side of things that you're probably mostly focused on the Palsy view find upgrade.
Yeah,
Is there
I'm
any
trying to get
okay.
to that.
Trying to get to that minus all
Yeah.
the other support things that you keep getting asked to
Right.
do. Is there anything blocking you that you want help with or like anything like that? Or is there something else that I should be?
No, I don't think I'm blocked by anything. I just, yeah.
Yeah, I know we're always asking you for things, so but okay. Sounds good. I will, unless Jakob comes and asks you a question, we can go to Kurt. And Kurt, how are things going?
They're going pretty good. I'm still finishing up the directory. I feel like I've kind of gotten over the hill, and it's moving faster, and I'm kind of rolling now. So that's nice. But I'll be glad when it's done, at least, so we can just start using it and move the other stuff. But no, it's going pretty good.
Yeah, I thank you for that update. I had talked with Jakob and Seb, like I think it was last week, about the directory and what we're I don't know if any decision has been come out of that in terms of if we're gonna sort of do the like sort of basics and hold on the rest of the UI or what with the directory. So I think that's pending. I don't know if it's Seb
Okay.
talking with the steering
Yeah.
committee or if it's like a product committee thing or what.
I mean, yeah, I'll be ready to start on the UI quite soon. So, I mean, I didn't plan to do right now. Just was going to support just editing the basic fields there, like the various entries with their parents, then the tiers and networks and the memberships there. Is there a possible more that we would need to consider?
Well, there's like this whole grand idea of I don't know how you describe it, maybe like an open directory or something that could support other functions besides just resource sharing and would be kind of like a standard that other libraries would use. So I think that there's a
Gosh.
chance that
Right.
our
So yeah,
direct
that would
yeah will
probably be
be
like that's more like a greater scope that's right.
like a phase two anything that like is extensions would probably be later. But I guess just thinking about leaving room or designing such that extensions might be possible, I guess is a consideration. But yeah, but I think you're right, like that we're just gonna for now focus on the those like basic fields that we definitely need. But Jakob, I see you're here now. Do you have any update on how we might proceed with that or have any thoughts about this?
No, I this grant directory idea, I don't think that should have an influence on what we're doing now. It's just way.
Yeah, I feel like it's so open that I don't think it can really it's not really worth trying to target anything there.
No,
Like
this is completely imaginary. I don't think we should be spending time talking about this at all. But Kurt, what's the situation with the items that are in progress? Because they've been in progress for a while.
yeah, no. I'm still, I'm f finishing up the stuff with directory. I feel like I've gotten to where it's moving a lot faster now. So, hopefully the back end will be done either today or tomorrow, and then I can move to the front end. But it'll just kind of
Okay.
me getting my own.
I'm gonna hold you to this because
Okay.
we need to get moving. So let's touch base on Thursday regarding
Okay.
this and let's see where the situation is because I re really think that those two tickets that are in progress they should be closed, right?
Yeah,
So
I hear
yeah. And in general, Mallory, I don't know if there's anything if we are in the situation where you can already maybe look at the directory and see if there's anything we can be creating new tickets for. I think the
Yes.
outcome should, yeah, you know, the outcome should be that we have essentially the same functionality as before, right? So we should be able to create those institutions, and and you already have a ticket card for exposing those new fields and sub fields that's been added. That is essential, right? Because those are required for the broker to function.
So it would be the same functions as before, plus NSIP and plus like networks and tiers, right? Like we're gonna support the new Trove stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that new model already has that, right? It already has tiers and imports. So yes.
Yeah, it's got
So.
networks tiers, and of course it's got the LMS config that should have all the NSIP stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
Okay.
the sort of the end result that I think we should expect here is that we can switch those RS1, RS2, RS3 tenants over to this directory, right? Because right now they're running off the mock, and I think the end result, su successful end result, is that we can switch them over to this directory and just create that in this directory installation. Sort of manually, so that we have the function enough, so we can create them, we can edit them, and we can drive the system with those entries. Does that make sense? Yeah. And if you know if there's some facilities missing, maybe you know some searching is not complete or some filtering is like some usability aspects are not complete, I think that's fine. But then Mallory can just create tickets for that, right? After using it and testing it, we can create some additional tickets that says, hey, no, this is not working as expected. This needs to be tweaked. I think it will be easier for us then to do it. But the sort of the vision for now, let's call it the grand vision, is that we need to be able to create those entries manually. And we can use those entries created manually to drive the broker. So, I mean, we already have the dummy file that we created to drive the broker. So it is pretty much like we know what the end result look like in terms of on the wire representation. You can already actually see cards. You can go.
Yeah, I've been using that as my, as what I'm
Yes.
targeting. Yeah.
Good.
Kurt, are you around tomorrow? Would you have any time? Like, I was wondering if we might sync up just to talk about like a game plan for the UI tickets, and what would be sort of helpful for you. I have like I'm working on an RFP response that's due this week, but otherwise I don't have any meetings after 9 a.m. tomorrow. So if we can sync up, I think that might be
Yeah,
useful.
certainly. Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll ping you about that.
Guys, is Jason off today?
He's off for the week, I think, isn't he?
I, of
Yeah, he'll be
course.
back Friday.
Shit. Okay, well, that I wonder if, should we wait with his tickets or. I don't know if there's any chance that somebody can start moving in the right direction. I will probably need to wait.
Yeah, I feel like by the time Kurt, when he finishes these up, like it'll only be a day before Jason's back. So I think it might be better to keep Kurt going in the direction he's going in and leave Jason's until he's back Friday. Hopefully he can dive right in.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the way it needs to be. I left a lot of comments for Jason on those tickets. I have cleaned up the backend tickets, especially the blockers or the related tickets to those UI tasks. So my understanding is that we have everything under control, but I might be missing some elements. So when he is back, he will need to tell us. I don't see any other way to like verify it. But yeah. I mean, it would be
Okay.
better if he already did that, right? I mean, so we know. But yeah, we just need to wait. Okay, and just re oh, I forgot to trade one ticket regarding this inventory work. So I don't know if you have any updates regarding this
Yeah, there's
missing
no issue
inventory.
for it, but I reloaded the inventory data or re-enabled the modules and loaded the sample data, and that seems to fix the inventory data. I don't know why the settings aren't showing up, so I look at that again this morning.
Okay, so what should be fixed now is the inventory data.
You will see it in the UI.
Yes, and I can actually see it. Good. And then
The only other thing you had reported was the settings, right? I don't recall anything else. Yeah. Okay. So
Okay,
that's not done.
and
I'll have to look at that again this morning.
yeah, so we can create a ticket for that if you're gonna keep on troubleshooting this. But
Okay.
I have one more thing, which is not so much just do it, fix it kind of a deal, but more a question, maybe an investigation. Mallory, is it possible for you to stop sharing? I just wanted to show something to Ian quickly. I'll create a ticket for that, but maybe it's easier to describe that. So Ian, one thing that is sort of suboptimal right now. In those tests that Adam is running, is that when you probably know this, but when he runs a complete test, so let's take some inventory records. Let's take this one, for example, or some other one that has some items. Yeah, this one. Okay, so this one has some items, right? And this item has available status. When he finishes the whole test, this item becomes in transit, which means that he cannot run the same test again for the same item, right? It's kind of suboptimal because then he needs to fish for additional items or create them manually, and that test becomes non-repeatable. So we would like to fix that, and my assumption was that it will be fixed when we go to settings, we go to tenant, we take the service points, we take the online one, and assign the item location to this service point so that it becomes available rather than in transit when we check it in. Can we have somebody sort of validate this thinking? I think he tried this already and he did not see the result. But there is a couple gotchas here. One gotcha is that are we using the online service point for ANSIP? So that's the first question. And the other question is whether this is the proper way of actually making, like, is this service point considered when you check items in and out, or is it the default service point for the user, which is the ANSIP user, or maybe the default service point for the patron, which is used. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have the understanding, and I don't know. I don't expect you to have it, but I just wonder if who could help us with that notification, with that information regarding what needs to be done. What we would like to see is that when we check the item in, it becomes available again. And there's just too many, from what I can tell, there's just too many elements at play that you can just easily troubleshoot. So I don't know, maybe we just need to have somebody who's a bit more versed in Folio to explain that to us. I mean, that
Yeah, I mean,
is
it would
very.
probably be worth asking, like, I don't know, like Tara or Mallory or Tara or Lauren or someone whose portfolio, like, how's this supposed to work? I mean, I could look it up too, but they might know if you're looking for someone to ask. But yeah.
Yeah. My only concern is that those guys are primarily like, I mean, we can ask them, but they will know Folio from the like use stuff perspective, right? So like using the scan app, using the UI. And here it's even further complicated by the fact that we have this Ansible module doing this for us.
Sure.
And it's probably an aspect that they don't understand. Yeah. Okay. But
Well, maybe can we write it up then at least?
yeah, let's do it
Yeah.
now. I'm actually gonna create a ticket for
Yeah. All
that,
right. Cool.
and let's just see if I can be clear about what I mean. Cross link. It's all right. So one thing, Ian, is just regarding the settings, right? I don't know if does do you want a ticket for that too? For the settings?
I guess we should make one. Yeah. I was hoping I could just do it. But yeah, let's make one. Just
That's
say the settings aren't showing up. That's enough for me to what's going on. It's not very complicated. Do you know what the Folio module called Inventory Manager is, the UI module?
no idea.
Okay, I don't have it, so I'm wondering if that's part of it, but I couldn't find it on the Folio, or I don't know where that thing's come from.
Okay, I'll make this a spike maybe, and
Yeah.
what to call it, item checked when items should have available styles. Should return to available styles. Okay, so when we run a IOL mapping path by one request, we got requested request icon becomes goes into the supply goes into. Transit state making it suitable for in the request. On user what is this? X. Would that be also your expectation? Ian, I don't know if you know
Yeah.
this, but the expectation is that the service point configured in mode and settings should Also, see the location of the item. Anyway, is that okay if I assign that to you? Maybe you could just fish a little bit around, and if you don't figure anything out, then we'll try to get Tara or somebody else maybe to pick it up.
Just send it to me. I'll try to take a look at that, and maybe I'll ask some of them and see if I figure it out.
So just take a look at it. I'll also let him maybe play with this a little bit. I think he's already tried with the idea I had, but of course he didn't have access to the inventory, so maybe he did something wrong. But I'll ask him to double check. We can try to figure it out. So that's the only remaining annoyance as far as I understand. Other than that, I think we have this workflow working, which is great. Okay, thank you. Gonna stop sharing. So, Mallory, over to you. I don't know if there's anything we would like to discuss.
I think I before you joined the call, I already was talking with Ian about some non-ReShareX stuff. So I think I've got what I need, and like I said, I'm going to meet up with Kurt tomorrow to talk more about the directory UI. So I think I know what I'm needing to do. I guess as a heads up to you guys, it was suggested that we create a shared Slack channel with some of the IDS folks who are trying to implement Crosslink. So once I get around to doing that, there might be sort of a customer-facing channel
Wait,
for that.
who's trying to implement Crosslink right now? I
Like the IDS folks, Andromeda and Mark
Oh,
from
right. Yeah, gotcha.
SUNY. And Andromeda keeps asking me questions, but I was thinking that instead of me being a middleman that runs questions back and forth through email, that maybe Slack would be a better vehicle for those conversations. But I Seb and I talked to Seb and Mike about it a while ago in terms of like what our agreement is for support. So if it gets out of control or something, or if we need more money for what we're doing, then that's something we'd have to keep an eye on.
Right. She had a question about running Reservoir, and basically it sounded like I couldn't figure out if they were running it on Okapi. She was like, what's the Okapi token, right?
And
So
I've
Jakob, is it even possible to run it without Okapi right now? It's a Folio module right now, right?
Yeah, it's not possible.
I guess my question is, level of support wise, I mean, do I just point them to the Okapi guide and say you have to set up Okapi and enable it, or do I like hold their hand through that process?
Just thinking.
Because you know, I don't even know how they're running things. Are they on Kubernetes? Are they?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. I think we should ask them, or you should ask them, because if they're not running Kubernetes, then all of that support will be effectively ad hoc, Mallory. We should be paid for that, but also understand that this is ad hoc. So we should either steer them towards Kubernetes because we have packages both for Reservoir and Broker. And if they don't want to do that, then I think we will need to have a discussion internally what
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because they're not like, and they're not, they're kind of making up a new, like they're doing something that no one else has done, I think, really.
Yeah, it could, yes.
So they probably will need support. I don't know how
Normally,
much
not
to get
normal.
into it here. Like how much to dive in on like working on their support stuff.
Maybe I'll check in with Mike and Seb before creating that channel.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like right now, I would agree that they're not Like they're not set up for success because, you know, like she's like, or Andromeda, they're asking me like, what's the Okapi tenant? So it's like, I don't think they're gonna get it working without some help. So I don't think they're having a good experience right now. So yeah, they need something from us, I think. And I would
totally be sort of okay with a situation where we say, you know what they're trying to do now is just too complicated because of Folio, and we need to make Reservoir independent of Okapi. I think that would be okay to understand
That would be
this.
fine. I mean, it does seem like it could be, you know, Stanford had a fork of it, right? We found out. Like, I don't know. It seems like it could be useful without having it enabled on a copy, right? So if that's
Yeah,
something that
so
can be done,
but
then that's cool.
what I'm saying is that we don't need to, I think, try to find a solution that is purely a DevOps solution. So if you guys see, okay, you know, what they're trying to do is like, you know, they would need to set up
Right.
Folio, mod users, mod login, and a bunch of other Folio stuff just to run Reservoir
Right.
because they don't run it right now. I think then we should tell them we need to do some work in Reservoir to make it Folio independent,
Right,
because
right.
that's possible. We've never done it because there was no one asking for it, but
Right.
it's, you know, I would prefer that solution, right, than having them set up.
Yeah.
It's not even that easy, right? I mean, they would need to set up like some minimal Folio platform, I think,
No, I mean you
to.
can run Reservoir with just the same modules that are enabled on the Supertenant, but it's kind of like if you know like it's Folio's a real pain in the you know to get running, you know, just getting your head around like how is this laid out and stuff like that. So even that is kind of like an unnecessary hurdle to just run Reservoir, right?
I think so. I think so. I'm just thinking how hard it is for us to make it like Folio less.
Yeah, I mean the other option, I guess, would, yeah, I'd have to know what infrastructure they're on. Like, I don't know, maybe there's a chart that we could make that's sets up Reservoir and Okapi and users and login and whatever. But again, I don't, you know, a chart might not be entirely useful to them, depending on what they're using.
Yeah, but at least the chart would be independent of Folio. Yeah, I mean, try to see what they're, you know, because yeah, I couldn't understand where those guys are. I think Mallory, we got like a message from them saying, "Hey, we have this like we didn't know what it even meant. Like, what did they do?" So, but I agree with you. I mean, if I would be much worried about the reservoir than the broker.
Right, because
Especially
everything
because
else they're running is independent, right? Like they can run the broker, they can run the mock, the stuff without being on Folio, right?
exactly. There's also some Docker Compose in the repo that runs the full stack. So, I mean, if they don't run Kubernetes, they can look at that. I think we have enough examples, enough documentation, enough packaging in the broker to have anybody just run it. But with Reservoir, because of the Folio dependency, it's a bit more cryptic. So I would say if they don't run Folio already, then we should do some work for them so that they can run it without Folio.
So to move this forward, just so we're not like abandoning them, Mallory, do you want to check if they're running Okapi at all? And then also what infrastructure they're running this on? And if the answer is not fully or not Kubernetes and not Okapi, then it seems like we would need to make some changes on Reservoir for them.
Yes, I will find out, and I will it sounds like we might need to just make sure that they're able to keep moving forward, but I think that's a good first step. I don't know if Andromeda ever responded to my email about
Okay.
the
Yeah.
question that you asked, so I have to
All right.
circle
Next
back and find
time.
that.
Yeah. Phew.
Yeah, they're also not the most responsive person either, so it's been a little bit of a
Yeah.
Okay, I will chase that down and let you guys know what I find out.
Okay.
I think that's it though, Jakob, for me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a
Bye,
good one.
everyone.
Bye.
Awesome.